الله ما شاء الله.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
Benim mürtuğanlarım, Allah Ta'ala'a çeksiz maktallarda italı, Peygamberimiz Muhammed Mustafa sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem ve salam salavatlarda italı, o şov da siz minemizdi, şunda ölümünün inin solğun uykunan turguzup, özünün cami degen sıfat minen, özünün yüğünü ap gelip, sizler minemizge cemaat minen namaza kuşa Allah Ta'ala'ın tofik verdi. Ola Allah Ta'ala'ın sizler minemizge birgen öte çoğun nimet, öte çoğun iyilik tuvanlar, Allah Ta'ala'a şükür kılalı.
MashaAllah, my dear respected elders and brothers. First of all, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with. And we send the salutation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We again thank Allah for this tawfiq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with, is to come to masjid and perform salat al-fajr with jama'at. Is only the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah Ta'ala ötü ulu zat tuğandar, Allah Ta'ala ötü birleşen zat, ötü merimli zat, ötü rayimli zat, Allah Subhanahu Ta'ala sizler minemizde bütkül alamını coktuğun bar kılıp yarattı. Allah Subhanahu Ta'ala oşol alamın içinde, oşol mahlukların içinde sizler minemizde Allah Ta'ala şunday bir Peygamberi sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem'in ümmeti kıldı tuğandar.
Allah Subhanahu ve Ta'ala is so merciful, Subhanallah, we commit the sin openly, secretly, small, big sins, major sins, minor sins. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceal this. And also giving still us tawfiq to come and repent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ready to accept our repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Allah? Allah is the Khaliq, subhanallah. Khaliq of the sky, creator of the sky is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creator of the earth is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creator, whatever we see, whatever we cannot see, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, most powerful.
Maşallah Allah Ta'ala adam balasının baktılılığını dinge gana koygun. Dinmul oşallah Allah Ta'ala'nın hükümü Peygamberimiz Muhammed Mustafa sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem kürsüt gittin tariha yolu. Eğer siz minen biz Allah Ta'ala'nın hükümünü Peygamberimiz sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem'de kılıp kürsüt gönle kılvat karatırganı soğuk. Allah Ta'ala'nın dünyada can ahirette baktılıkladı.
Alhamdulillah, for the success of the humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the deen. So if you're going to live with a deen, you're going to be successful in this world also and hereafter. Whatever is condition, we are rich, we are poor, we are sick, we are healthy, whatever. In each and every condition, we're going to be successful if you're going to bring the deen in our life. And what is the deen? Deen is the ahkam, the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Şu Peygamberimiz sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem en gülünç gelip insanların imanına minnet kılgan. Aytkıla la ilahe illallah Muhammedur Resulullah deyip dünyada can ahirette baktılı bulasınlar deyip. Açan adamların imanları bekem oldu. Anan başka hükümler düştü.
And Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem came with same message. Like other prophets, all people say la ilahe illallah and you're going to be successful. So 13 years Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first make the effort on the iman of the Muslims, on the iman of the Sahaba. So how the iman can be strong. Then afterwards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the other ahkam, like a salat, like a sawm. Other ahkam came after when the iman was strengthened.
Se oşul iman oğulot oğulot, insanın bütkül denesi oğulot, anı körgün közü oğulot, anı sülügün tili oğulot, anın oylogun oy oğulot, anın baskan tu oğulot, anın karmagan kol oğulot. Oşol Peygamber sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem aytı o, insanın denesinde bir müço yet var. Oşol yet ele oğulot oğulmasa, insanın bağırdı denesi oğulot tepçe. Al kaysın degende, al cüreğe, al cüreğe, al cüreğe, mesbi tepçe.
Why? Because main thing is iman. If iman is going to be strong, other action, all the other actions will be going to be strong. If iman will be weak, then action also will be weak. Ibadat also will be weak. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is one meat in the person, in the body of the human being. If it's going to be correct, then all the body will be correct. And if it's going to be destroyed, then the old body and all action which is going to come out from that body will be destroyed.
Oshon chun tuganlar, oshol jashozga iman kelish uchun, jashozga din kelish uchun oshol meni zarur ekanda. Aranglar qaysi yerda meniyat bo'la turgan bo'lsa, oshol yerdan zalimning balasi olim bo'lat deydi. Qaysi yerda meniyat to'xtay turgan bo'lsa, meniyat bo'lmay turgan bo'lsa, olimning balasi zalim bo'lat deydi. Mana biz shu narsalarni o'z ko'zimiz bilan ko'rdik tuganlar. Qanchasini o'zimizning cho'ng do'rimizdan nuqtib tuganlar.
Mashalloh. So for this din to come in our life, effort of course is required. Without the effort, nothing we can gain. No worldly, even bread with butter also we cannot take without the effort. So effort is required. So for deen to come in our life, also effort is required. So wherever the effort will be take place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the son of the alim, alim mashallah. And if there is effort will be leave, the people stop the effort of the deen, then the son of the alim also will be zalim. And with this thing we witnessed with our eyes, we saw in our countries, and also we heard from the ulama. So first of all, that we should do the effort.
Ama bizning mamlakatlarda tuganlarimiz, Qirg'iziston, O'zbekiston, Qozog'iston, Tojikiston, bor ushun sizlar Nazirda ushunchalik bir vaqtda shunday din, bundan ko'p emas, bundan 100 yil oldin, shunday bir dindin, hukmlari bor ele yerlarning yashovsinda. Dinin süreçleri var ele karanızlar. Biz çoğu atalarımızı görüp kaldık. Şunda sizler günde sildeleri var ele, sakallar var ele. Biraz vakitka din toktadı, dinin meneti toktadı. Başka caktardan şunda hareketler oldu. Müslüman yaşasından dinin çıkarışka karanızlar. Bir alız vakitka adamların yaşasından din çıkıp gitti.
You see my brothers, our country is also a Muslim country. Approximately 1,300 years Islamic rules was there from the Usman radiallahu anhu, all this Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, all these countries, Mawar al-Nahr, part of Khorasan also, all these countries was a Muslim country. Many ulama also came from there. But you see, when we leave the effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition. Like 100 years ago, we found our grandfathers, they used to wear a turban like you, wearing, mashallah, turban, jubba. But after, when the effort was left, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the army of the kuffar, and they destroyed the country. They kill ulama, kill hufaz, kill everything, they destroy the masajids, they finish everything.
Aranızlar, Bülkuvanlar, başol bizim ülkelerde, Oşo bizim mamleketlerde bundan bir 30 yıl aldın. Oşunda 50 barız tegiz kıynaldık. Bir jağdan dinsizlik kıynalsa, ikinci jağdan joktu. Oşonun sebebinden kaç adamlar mı oldu? Kıynalıp oşunda kıyınçlık oldu.
We faced many difficulties also as we got independence in 1992. It was a crisis in the country. The economic was dropped, there is the crime, sicknesses, the people in need, the poor, they cannot get even the bread to eat also. So many difficulties we face from 1992.
Adamlar kiyim kiyişti, maşın aydaştı, tam sarıştı, oylu oydu dedi. Ellerin birinci oylu oğun esesi, kanti bugün kursak kızı toy kızı ağız. Bugün keşke emleyeceğiz. Qanday qilib qursog'imizni to'yg'izamiz? Elning fikri o'sha menen o'raydi.
So people not used to even think about to buy new clothes or new car or build a house. The first thought used to come to these people, there was only to how to fill my stomach. Because no food, difficulties.
Jashiroq kiyim menen ko'chaga chiqa turgan bo'lsangiz, kunduzning kuni ele tortib oladi ele kuchtilar. Zaman şunda küçüldükü olup kalanıdı.
If you had a new garment, you couldn't walk in the street. If you going to out with your new garment in the street, the people will come and take that garment from you. You cannot wear anything nice.
Alhamdulillah bir tuğandar, uşul bizden ölküözge, uşul menet gelip, uşul menet gelip bizden ölküözge, kança bir adamlar kurbançılık kıldı, Oşol adamların kurbançılığının sebebinin bizim ülke özgü hayradan, yaşı özgü din geldi. Adamlar Allah Teala'nı hayra tanıdı. Пайгамбарыбыздын сүннөтүнүн тааныды, а ушундай эме элдерибиздин биздин жашоого кайра дим келди машалла мээнет менен.
Alhamdulillah, after when 1992 the Jamaat started coming, because of the effort of elders, of the people who came, they make so much sacrifice and effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition in the country. But little bit, Allah started changing the condition. People start recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people used to say we the atheists, they start saying that we are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are the Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their life.
Ошол барган жамааттарды ушул биздин эл барыштан эле кабыл алган жок, балким кээ бир жерде ошолорго каршылык көрсөттү. Аларды айылдан кууп чыккан элдер болгон убагында бизде ушундай аттарды минет, аларга аттар менен сүдүрөп барган жамааттарды аларды кыйнап кууп, силер манжахесиңер, силер ушундай элди ушундай бузуу үчүн келдиңер деп туура эмес мамиле кылып, бирок ошолордун көз жашы менен, ошолордун дубалары менен ошол адамдар кайсы жерге токтогон болсо, кайсы жерге таалим өткөн болсо, бүгүнкү күндө алхамдулилла ошол жерде эле мечит бар. Ошол элдерде бүгүнкү күндө ар бир жерде иншалла мечиттер бар бүгүн.
Алхамдулилла. So when Jamaats came, they make so much sacrifice. It's not easy in our country also. When our country gets cold, it also gets cold really -45. So when it gets hot also, got to +45. So this is really extremes. But people, Jamaats, they make the sacrifice. They came there, they walk. And in our countries, we got a lot of our horses. And the people who stay in the villages, when the Jamaat used to come that time, they used to drag them with the horses, used to hit them. So they not used to like, because they think this is the terrorist people, as the communist mind, atheist mind was in there already, penetrating their minds. So this was many difficulties the Jamaats went through.
Ошо даватка чейин туугандар, биздин мамлекетте биздин чоңдорубуз айтат, 20га жетпеген мечит бар эле дейт. Азыр бүгүнкү күндө алхамдулилла 5000 мечитибиз бар. Ал убакта бизде медреселер жок эле. Азыр бүгүнкү күндө 75 медреселер бар.
Our ulama says that before effort started, before 1992, we had only 17 masjids in the country. Only we're talking about only Kyrgyzstan itself. So in Kyrgyzstan, we had 17 masjids. Alhamdulillah, after Jamaats came, they made the effort, lot of the qurbanis, qurbani after qurbani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today in Kyrgyzstan, we got more than 5,000 masjids. We haven't got that time, the madrasa, all the students who finished the hifz, they used to study underground. Today, alhamdulillah, we got 75 darul ulums. Biggest darul ulum, there is the 2,000 students studying in one place. This all the barakat of the effort of da'wah.
Ошол биздин элибиз, ушул динни даваттар кылтаанызды туугандарым. Ошон үчүн караңыздар, ушунчалык мээнет болуп туруп, биз бул жака жынып атканда бир шаарда болдук. Ошол дават биринчи башталган шаарда, Балыкчы деген шаарда. Ал жерде ушунчалык мээнет болгон экен, биз көрүп туруп көзүбүзгө таң калдык. Эшиктери ушундай жыгачтардан эшик экен, эшиктерди каккылай берип, эшиктер оюлуп калган издери бар экен.
So really the Jamaats made the sacrifice. Before coming to South Africa, we went to one city where the first Jamaat started the work, Dawat work started there. So we went there, we see the doors. We really was surprised, so much effort they made. Even the doors made from the wood. So because the people used to knock with a stone so much, we saw the holes in the door. And they said, why? It's because the Jamaat used to come so much, come to their house, knock their doors and call them to the masjid.
Ошо бир туугандар, ушул диндин берекети менен машалла азыр ар бир тармактарда бизде Кыргызстаныбызда иш болуп атат. Биздин ушундай иш мээнет ушунчалык болду. Азыр биздин ошол ак үй президенттердин үйгө дагы иш болот. Ал жерде өзүнчө машыралар менен чечилип уламалар барып иш кылат, аларды умарага ташкил кылат, аларды ажылыкка ташкил кылат. Ошол биздин ошол жердеги өкмөт үйүбүздө жума бар, жума намаз окулат. Айерден дагы бирден экинен ташкыл болуп, алардан дагы Алла жолуна чыгып турат.
Машалла. So because of this continuous effort and sacrifices and really hard effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the many conditions. Today even White House, we call it White House in the government place, today we got a masjid inside. So the government people, they saying the salat, they perform the salat in the masjid, in the White House. Some governments, who work in the government, they went to the 4 months, also spent 4 months. Many of them spend the 40 days. So alhamdulillah, effort reached to the government also.
Aranızda bir tuğandar şu meyniyet ile oluverse, bu meyniyet özünün yaşılığın veri veretken, cemanlık özünün özünün çok oluveretken, aranızda bizim ülkelerde şunday, çoğun şunday, arak zavattır var öyle, şu meyniyetin arkasından hazır. Ondan aşık çoğun zavattır, özünün özü cağ olup çok oldu hazır, bankrot oldu.
You see, whenever we're going to do the effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to bring the hidayat and show the benefits of this effort. Whenever we're going to leave this effort, we're going to see how the battle is going to enter in our homes also. So, you see, because of this, in 2012, there was a Karbuzari from our country because of the da'wah, Allah changed the condition of the people. 18 liquor fabrics, big liquor fabrics, 18 of them closed because they become bankrupt. The people leave the drinking the alcohol also. Why? Because of the effort. Allah changed their lives, changed their intentions, changed their minds also.
Alhamdulillah. Oso bizim ülkelerde hazırında cemaatler çıkıp atat. Köp cemaatler çıkıp atat maşallah. Şu dinin bereketinden. Şu dinin bereketinden köp yaşlılıklar biz görüp atarız bir tuğandar. Alhamdulillah. Sizlerde dağın alhamdulillah köp meynet bulup dur. Sizlerde dağın köp ala turgan ibratlar bulacakta köy öken. Bulacakta meynet kılan aksakallar köy öken maşallah.
Alhamdulillah. So yeah, we're seeing a lot of the benefits now. Every day is alhamdulillah, effort is increasing and increasing. And alhamdulillah, we also find South Africa also, mashallah, we surprised, subhanallah, so much ulama, so much workers, mashallah. We saw the barakat of the people, subhanallah. This is really amazing and we should value this. This is the ni'mat from Allah. So we should value this ni'mat.
So, mashallah, varınızlar, niyet kılınızlar, yaşlar ayrıca niyet kılınızlar, mashallah. Aksakallar kanca bir yerde kurbançılık kılıptır. Öte kurbançılık kılıptır. Bu onayımız. Şunda bir Afrika'da yaşayıp, Afrika'nın biraz Müslüman, bir o kançalık şunda bir dinli şartlarını kılıptır. Sizlerde bir en yakşı bilgi alatırken bu mektabınızlar var eken. Bizde bugünkü en şu asırağın cağız o şol eken. İnşallah biz de o şol niyet kılığı tağız ülkeye varıp şuna mektablarda açkanla. O şoku maşallah, yaşlar maşallah. Niyet kılığınızlar sizler dağın Allah yoluna çıkımına. Son ona şeyhlerine okşup kurbançılık vergenge maşallah. Kurbançılık bol oturgan bolsa dini yüz saktalat. Kurbançılık bol oturgan bolsa dini yüz tarqayt başkalarga. Şonun için bağırınızlar, niyet kılınızlar mına. İçtimai kilat at maşallah cakında. Şu içtimai'nin bereketiminin. Bir yüzdan kalbaylı. Her bir adam özünün vaksına, her bir kudama özünün vaksına özü kocayın. Şonun için her bir kudama özünün vaksını biliş gerek. Men vaktim geldi, kelbedi. Şonun için biz de birer gelip taşkil kılbasın. Biz de özü Allah yolunda taşkil kılıp çıkıp getirelim.
So for this, mashallah, we find the elders in South Africa, many of them, because of their barakat, because of their effort and sacrifice, Allah give the deen and spread the deen in Africa, subhanallah. So for this, we should value them also, make their khizmat, understand their qurbani, and also try to imitate them also, and also do the qurbani. If you're not going to the effort, Allah can destroy the deen. So it's no matter that before your father was a prophet also, your father was... Allah subhanahu does not look at it. Today we are here, so we should make effort. Our new generation, they should make the effort. If they're going to continue the effort, Allah will going to spread the hidayat. Allah put the hidayat on it. So mashallah, I know we see there's many benefits also here. You see in South Africa, we find mashallah, maktab system also, they look after the youngsters. That's very good, mashallah. Mashallah, we also be trying to bring this also in our country. Also, that is the thing with very weak in it. Inshallah, we try to establish the maktab in our country. And then also, my brothers, that's why we should make the sacrifice first of all. To deen to come in our life, sacrifice required. So let us increase our sacrifice. We used to give 3 days per month, now start giving 10 days. Before we used to give the 40 days per every year, now start giving 4 months. The deen is required. Every day the battle is increasing. They're making more effort, more sacrifice. So why we cannot do the sacrifice for the haq? So we should increase our sacrifices, inshallah. As we hear the workers here, we went to Jamaat before. So every old worker, they should have the timetable. You know, every year I'm going for 4 months. I know my day. Nobody going to make my tashkil. I myself will going to go in the path of Allah. So this is the discipline, my brothers. If not 4 months, if it is 40 days, every year I know my date. So we try to go, inshallah, in the jama'at also. MashaAllah, ijtima also coming. MashaAllah, ijtima is near. So try to, from the ijtima, inshallah, out. If you already a long time, you never went in the jama'at. Inshallah, this is a great opportunity. Elders coming. So much mashayikh coming. 30 mashayikh from the elders there. So much sacrifice. Old elders, subhanAllah, they're traveling for our, mashallah, benefit. So we can build our akhirat. So when they come, inshallah, try to make the khizmat also and out from there in the path of Allah.
So inshallah, niyet lazım varız inshallah.
All of us make intention, inshallah, for this. Inshallah.
Allah razı olsun, mashallah. Sizlerin her bir meşkinizlerden, mashallah, buna şunda bir müzakara kılıp öyle turgan, kurbançılık verken adamlar var eken bir turganlar. Maşallah adamlardı maşallah. Bizde bunlar aksakallar yok bir turganlar. Bizde bütünle yaşlar, köpçülükü yaşlar. Bir inserin aksakallar bol bolsa meynette, köpçülükü yaşlar. Maşallah için uçul aksakalların nasatlarını uğup, uçulardın gözüm önünde inşallah biz özümüz meynetli olalım inşallah.
Maşallah, every masjid we find, maşallah, there's the elders, old people. So try to benefit from them because they got experience, they saw more than us. So try to benefit from them. Really, our country, we don't have the elders. Mostly elders, elderly people, they're either still in the communist mind or atheist mind. But we got, mashallah, also elders, but very few. So when we have elders, when we got the elderly people, we should benefit from them. And then you should sit, ask them muzakara, ask them to give a little bit nasihat for you, so they can guide you, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah, mashaAllah.
Jazakallah. So you're ready, inshaAllah. Allah give us the victory to make amal. Subhanallah. Oh, Jamaat, yeah. Jamaat Tahtayt was. Jamaat is here, inshaAllah. For 10 o'clock, there will be ta'lim, inshaAllah. We request the brothers to take part in the ta'lim. And before ta'lim also, after ta'lim also, there is a mulaqat. Main thing is mulaqat. So brothers, try to take us for the mulaqat. You know, Jamaat came for a special for this, to meet Muslim brothers. If you're just going to sit in the masjid, we could sit in our country also. But main thing is to meet the Muslim brothers, inshallah. And this is your responsibility, because we don't know the area. We cannot just go and knock the one house and we don't know who is there. But we need the dalil from the local brothers. So they, inshallah, try to, before the gash itself, mashallah, but before the gash, after the gash, after Taraweeh also, whatever time is suitable for you, come and take the jamaat, inshallah. Huh? Jazakallah khair.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.